my question, let me cut to the chase. My question is why it is so positive. Every time I have exploded into what I think is the equivalent of what you are, bless you, it's just awesome to be sitting here in front of infinite intelligence. It's awesome. But that's what I've got when I go within. And I appreciate that that's what I have access to. But it's always so lovely. It's love and joy. And I ended up seeing joy skipping at me out of all of the greenery. I couldn't walk down the road without some tree going, you, boo. Joy. And my dog, and I want to say thank you to Tess, the energy that is my dog and was, and it's all just awesome, Abraham. Why is it so happy? And it relates in a little way back to the man who asked the question about gravity. And I kind of got the impression of it's all the same thing. There is only, it's not there's only one God, there's only one thing, and this is all it. And I'm so indebted to Jerry for being a non-stop questioner as well. And I feel pulled by the love and the joy that I exploded into and pushed by my insatiable curiosity. Why is it so happy? I mean, it's great, I'm not complaining. Why is it so happy? It's so fantastically joyous. It's so benign.
Well, is there something else you would prefer?
No. No, bless you. But I just keep getting over and over again that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There's no such thing as negative energy. There is no such thing other than we think it. And so my mental map currently, which I'd enormously appreciate tweaking, is that this kind of meditation that we do, in order to go in and to find out who we really are, what we really are, what life really is, what another is, it's all the same thing. My theory is that from being small, we filter reality as it truly is through the mind. So in terms of our individual life experience, we interpret all that we see, feel, touch, etc., based on all that we have experienced and our interpretation to date. So we get to a certain age where we start to think about waking up, and we have so many different coloured spectacles on that we see reality through. And a moment
and
of...
all of this is... we are appreciating your very well-chosen words in all of this. We just want to add one thing to it, which sort of explains why everyone isn't always feeling that joyous experience that you're talking about. And that is because as everyone is born with the being that and with the potential of maintaining that, what goes wrong with physical humans is that as you have your exposure to life, you then want to play your life exposure back through the lens of everyone else with whom you have access, and then you interpret it through the lowest common denominator. In other words, it's almost to say, and this is a little harsh to say it, but it will make the point, and then we'll clarify. It's like, let's say that you have 10 friends that are taking this joyous walk with you, and the tree is waving joyously at you, and you're saying to the other 10 friends, did you see that? And none of them saw that. And so then you doubt that you did. And so it's what happens even in the scientific community. It's the need to prove the validity of your unique experience by getting everyone to agree that they had the experience. And so that's sort of what bogs everything down. And it isn't until you are willing to do what you did, which is withdraw from the specifics and the details of the good and the bad and the wanted and the unwanted and the pluses and the minuses, and withdraw your awareness from thought in your meditation until you tuned yourself into that higher frequency where you could consistently show yourself that you have a worldview that can be uniquely your own, that doesn't have to be validated through the lens of everyone else, you see.
Yes.
And as more like you are discovering that, there are a lot of people that just call happy people crazy people. There are a lot of people that call a quest for happiness unrealistic or Pollyanna. There are a lot of people that are insistent upon looking at the things that are going on in the world. But we have to say to you, in the same way that you are determined to tune yourself to the best of this universe, there are a lot of them that are determined to tune themselves to the worst of it. And they are irrational as they search the world for